Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Her Group weekly wake-up call. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I'm excited to be back with you on this Monday to get you guys pumped up for the reality that you've got 48 hours left in the month of October, and you've got the entire month of November to make things happen. As you mentioned, as Adam mentioned in his power-up call today at Her Group and our Team Thought Borders, we are going to have the best month ever in November. There is no seasonality in our world, because we choose it not to be. And so today in your weekly wake-up call, not only am I going to share some awesome successes and celebrate with many of you, but we're going to talk a little bit about some things that you can do in the next 60 or so days to really make sure that you are capitalizing on all of the opportunities, both with buyers and sellers out there over the holiday season and, of course, in the month of November. So I'm excited to get into that. As we begin our call today, I want to just start off with some information for you guys in regards to some cool things happening out there. And I first off want to just give a shout out to many of you who are choosing, to post success stories, to share things that motivate all of us inside our private Facebook group. So if you are not a member of that, first and foremost, please get over to Hergenrother Realty Group private close the group, just type that in when you're in Facebook and you will see it. It's just an amazing opportunity for all of us to collaborate, share what we're feeling that day, give success stories, reminders, and it's just an easy way for us all to communicate without being bombarded with so many emails. So I encourage you all to make sure that you are in that group if for some reason you aren't yet. And for those of you that are in that group, just take some time to go in there. Maybe it's just once every couple days. Maybe it's at the end of your day as you're wrapping up. Or first thing in the morning, you know, just to take a look and see what people have posted, to give yourself a little shot of inspiration or motivation, maybe an idea that you can implement that day. And if there's something that you feel so compelled to share with the rest of your team members and family members across the country, that would be amazing as well. So thanks in advance for all that you guys do. As we saw in that particular group as well, Hallie posted a few days ago when there were actually, in fact, 66 days left in the year. And she asked who was going to start a new habit with her right now to start 2018 off right. Remember, it takes 66 days to create a habit. So hopefully you all started over the weekend and are pushing through into this week, and then we'll continue to create that new success habit, whatever it is that you are looking for to change in your life personally, professionally, spiritually, health-wise, et cetera. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to a few people, because a few of you really were willing to be transparent and share your goals. And so we are all here to support you and make sure that you create that success habit. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to those of you that were so willing to do that. So Brian Hawk, congratulations to you for committing to, for the next 66 days or for 66 days, to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and to really practice the miracle morning every day. By the way, those of you who haven't done that, it's a huge game changer for you. So I highly, highly encourage you all to take a look at that book, The Miracle Morning, read it as soon as possible and start implementing some of the things, even if you start slow. It will change your life if you change your morning routine. I can attest to that because I've had the opportunity to be motivated by someone special in my life as well to get up earlier in the morning and make things happen, because that habit can really just make a difference in your life. Even if the same things that you were doing in the morning, you were doing throughout the day or doing at different times, it really does not do the same for you by really controlling that morning and making sure you do certain things in the morning, because it sets the tone for the entire day. How you start off your morning and what you get accomplished early in the morning will really, truly leak into the rest of your day. So I encourage all of you to read The Miracle Morning and move forward in that. And congratulations, Brian, for making a commitment to create that habit for yourself. Mike Dooley also is committing to a healthier lifestyle and some weight loss. And so he's doing some tracking of his weight daily in his Fitness Pal. Of course, just managing what he's eating, eliminating some things, and exercising more frequently, getting accountability from his family to do that, and getting creative in exercising, because he obviously has a busy schedule personally and professionally. So I loved that he had created a plan around that. So congratulations, Mike, to that. We are rooting you on. I know you'll make that happen. And Hallie also committed to working out every day for 66 days, which is awesome to see. I know, Hallie, you do a great job of motivating us on social media as well in regards to that. So thanks for keeping us motivated and inspired and for holding true to your 66 days. And Erin also is going to be exercising every day and drinking 100 ounces of water every single day. I could pick that habit up. I think I'm going to commit to doing that myself because I definitely don't drink enough water, and that's a huge habit I need to get into. Juliet in Miami committed to eating healthier and working out every single day as part of her Miracle Morning and really committing to that Miracle Morning as well. So that's awesome. Congratulations. And Lisa down in Miami also committed to a healthier lifestyle for weight loss and the 5 a.m. Miracle Morning that will really help her in getting into that habit to do that and see what happens on December 31st. So congratulations to you guys, Juliet and Lisa. Hopefully you'll help hold each other accountable and encourage each other as well. And Carissa, you committed to having your quiet time, your reading and your meditating time to prepare for the day, working out and eating healthy every single day as well, which I love. And so, and Joey, he is doing the ketogenics along with his training for a 13-minute 2-mile thanks to the run formula. So he's really got his eyes on that goal. And so we know you'll make that happen, Joy, and congratulations on committing to it. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all of you who committed to it. Not only many of us probably committed it to ourselves, but when you put it out there and you share it, it makes it that much more real, and it's much more likely that you'll actually accomplish that of creating that habit over a 66-day period. So congratulations to all of you who are taking that seriously and are doing something that's important to you and to create that habit. Thanks again, Hallie, for reminding us all that it was 66 days left in the year. That's amazing and scary all at the same time, but what a great motivator. We have 66 and now less than that, 60-some-odd days to make things happen, and you guys all are in some massive momentum right now, so you're going to have an amazing rest of the year. I'm certain of that. So moving forward, I also wanted to share a couple more success stories with you guys because I think this is a really important part of this, truly a really important part of our wake-up call is to share the successes with all of you. Many of you aren't out there necessarily tooting your own horn. We get it. But we have others that are tuning your home for you, and we want to make sure that we're sharing it so that everybody on this call, everybody within our HRG family across the country, truly, we are able to help motivate and inspire one another because we all have things that we're doing so amazingly well in our local markets, and all of us can benefit from learning of those things and celebrating in each other's successes. So first off, I want to give a shout out to a few of you who had either your first listing or first pending with her group since joining us. So congratulations to Tyson for your first listing with her group and your first pending with her group that were not kind of rollovers from your past business. Denise in Florida, congratulations to you for your first listing with her group. And Christy in Maple Grove, Minnesota got her first pending with her group as well. So congratulations to the three of you. I also wanted to give a shout out to Arielle in Kansas City for a $950,000 listing, your biggest listing ever in your career. So congratulations to you on that. A little birdie told me that Ari in Charlotte, North Carolina, just pulled in a $1.4 million listing, which I believe is his largest listing of all time as well. So congratulations to you for that one. That's amazing. I also wanted to give a shout out because we have Christy in our Maple Grove, Minnesota location who had turned in two pending transactions at the end of last week and wrote three additional offers this weekend, meaning she had five things come to fruition in just a few day period of time, which is amazing. She also was out there on top of writing all these offers and working with her buyers, doing an open house on Sunday where she picked up some more prospects, and truly she's out there pushing and grinding and doing the work, and it is all coming to fruition. Probably one of, you know, in her words, one of the busiest times she's had in real estate and by far the busiest October she's ever had, and attributing that obviously to partnering with her group and being part of the amazing team in Maple Grove. So congratulations, Christy. Super proud of you and excited to see what the future months are going to hold if you're knocking it out of the park like this in October. That's fantastic. I also wanted to give a shout out to Joey Torkelson's team and the North Suburban team in Badness Heights, Minnesota. You guys have done a phenomenal job turning in your tracking sheets for the 30 contacts in 30 days and posting it in the private Facebook group to continue to motivate the rest of us and show us what you guys are committed to doing. As a team, I would say that you guys are some of the most committed together to achieve your goals, and you have been setting so many appointments because of the activities that you're doing. And I just wanted to say congratulations to all of you. You truly are doing an amazing job with that. And thank you for sharing with all of us to keep us all motivated towards that goal as well. We really, really appreciate it. I also wanted to note that we had our Central Massachusetts team have a phenomenal win last week. There's a new saying on their team now called "Let's find a Freddie today," because Freddie was an expired seller that Spencer in our Central Massachusetts team and David Hill had called. At 8:30 in the morning when they were doing their lead gen, they met this expired seller for the first time at his house at 5 p.m. the same day, signed the listing. The house went on the market with just a couple days and went under contract almost immediately. Freddie also needed to buy and then went under contract on the property that they purchased in that same period of time. They closed over $720,000 in business in less than 60 days just from that one expired call. And it doesn't happen every time, as David Hill stated, but if you make the calls, it will happen. More of these things will happen than you think. So go find a Freddie today. And so I want to say thanks to David for sharing that in the private Facebook group to motivate us all, and congratulations to Spencer and David on that awesome transaction, that cold calling, and, of course, all of the results that came from it. So congratulations to you guys. And I hope that inspires you all to go get your own Freddie today, because that Freddie is out there for all of you if you go out there and look for it. I also wanted to give a shout-out to Jeff Bush in our Wisconsin team, because he got a Zillow lead towards the end of last week, and in less than 5 minutes, he responded to that Zillow lead. It was a potential buyer on one of their listings. And the reality is because he reached out so quickly, he ended up having a conversation and has a potential to get 4 transactions out of that one phone call. A $565,000 listing, who would then buy the team's already $350,000 listing. And also, it would allow Jeff to list 80 acres of a relative of this new listing. So then, in the spring, another relative of this new listing will buy a home with Jeff when his rental lease is up in March. So the thing is, you guys, is one lead could lead to 3, 4, 5, 6 transactions. And the reality here is that Jeff was not only responding quickly, providing expertise and value, getting in front of the people quickly, showing his value, asking for referrals, working the lead from all angles, and realizing that there's not just one opportunity in a lead, you guys. There could be many, and you need to make sure that you ask those questions. So congratulations to Jeff on a job well done in Wisconsin for that. That's amazing. Super proud of you and excited to see all of that come to fruition for you. I also wanted to give you guys a couple of updates. I know. One other thing I wanted to mention is Sandy and Shannon in our Connecticut team put an awesome post in our Facebook group mentioning that when they want something to be prettied up by our marketing team or changed or branded, they are starting to call it hergerizing it. And I wanted to let you know we are now coining that phrase, thanks to Sandy and Shannon. If you need anything hergerized, all you need to do is reach out to your hub. We're here to help you. And the reality is, the more we continue to grow throughout the country with the goals that we have in place and with all of you and your teams growing and taking more and more market share, growing to a top team or the top team in your market, we are going to hergerize the world, just so you guys know that. And with that, I wanted to bring to your attention that we are seeing more and more referrals go back and forth from our teams to other team members in this family of her group across the country with this, you know, team without borders. There's so much opportunity. We are creating a relocation network and a referral network that is going to be stronger and more lucrative than anything that you will see in our industry. It is happening now at the size that we are. In 1 year from now, it is going to be massive. Your teams are going to be receiving multiple transactions every single month because of the network that we are going to have across the country. So I want you to start talking about that right now. Are you telling all your friends, family, referral partners, sphere of influence, people on social media, in your databases that you are an international agent, that you can help them in any state or country across in the United States or across the world? to tell them that we are one of the top teams in the world, that we have multiple teams across the nation, that we can get them in touch with the best person possible, and that we can help them anywhere that they need to move, buy, or sell, or invest in real estate. If you're not sharing that right now, you're missing the boat. You're probably missing many opportunities every single year to be passing off to somebody else that you could then receive a referral fee on, continue to strengthen that relationship with that person that is giving you that that lead to then refer out to one of your family members across the country here, and to build your database locally and across the country. So don't forget to be talking about that. Don't forget to act as if you can help them throughout the country, because you truly can. But if you don't tell people that, they're only going to think of you to help them in your local market. So make sure you're communicating it. Ask for business from across the country. When you're calling your sphere of influence, remind them. When you're sending emails and text messages, remind them. And then let us know if there's anything that we can do to continue to help you find the best referrals. Now, if we don't have a team in that area, I will help you find somebody that will get the job done that's within Keller Williams that will do a great job, and you will receive a referral fee. And it could be somebody that starts that we just love working with that ends up working with her group across the country. So there's a lot of opportunities for all of us in this. So do not hesitate to send me an email anytime if you need help. I also just want to give a shout out to all of you who have done such an amazing job in the KW referral groups on social media to refer your fellow family members for referrals that you are seeing posted in there. We did a phenomenal job last week. Multiple CEOs within our company were able to get opportunities of referrals because of our strong support of each other inside of those groups. And again, that strength is just going to get stronger and stronger as we continue to grow. So congratulations to all of you for that. All right, I want to give you guys a really fun heads up. We are launching the company online store November 1st, which is just 2 days from now. Allie has been working super hard along with others in the hub to make this happen, so we're excited to launch it for you. Watch for an email this week with the link in it so that you're able to go ahead, click on it, and start purchasing things from the company online store. Get your HERG group, apparel. I couldn't think of the word. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. Apparel and so forth. It's going to be awesome. Remember, we've talked about this as a lead gen strategy. You don't necessarily have a name tag that you want to wear around, but you're wearing your company apparel out and about when you're doing your normal day-to-day stuff. You will strike up conversations. Be present in the moment. Be connected to the people around you. Say hi. Ask people how they're doing. Wear your collateral. You'll get in conversations. Likely you'll find opportunities to help people buy, sell, or invest in real estate. So those of you that have been anxiously awaiting your new HERG Group apparel, watch for the email, click on the link, and you'll be able to access our new company online store. So thank you so much to everybody who worked on that, for all of you, and I am excited to see you guys get on there and purchase some of your fun stuff. I also wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you are not able to watch the Mega Camp Live event with Gary Keller last week, you can now go to KW Connect and just go under Gary Keller's profile, and all of the segments are in there for you to watch, all of the recordings, and you can just watch the ones that you have interest in. There was some really, really amazing stuff in there, you guys. I would highly encourage you to time block just a little bit of time every day this week to go in there and watch some of those sessions. I promise you, you will get huge value from that. I also wanted to let you know that upon us, starting November 1 is a new month, which means a new initiative for all of you guys. And I'm just giving you a little teaser here. Watch for this information to come from Aaron to you guys in the next 48 hours. It is going to be a phenomenal initiative in November. It's going to be 30 pendings in 30 days. Yes, there is a strategy among our numbers, you guys. What we focus on expands, and this is just easy to remember, right? 30 and 30, just like we have done 30 listings and 30 contacts in 30 days. We are now doing 30 pendings for the month of November and in the 30 days, and we are very, very excited. There is going to be a winner at the end of the month. The person who gets the most pendings in the month of November is going to win $1,000 cold hard cash. The runner-up in a number of appointments that are, the number of pendings that are turned in the month of November, we'll get $300 cold hard cash. We're going to do some fun events throughout the month on all of the local teams, but, you know, get you guys all doing it together for motivation, inspiration, and some other small, you know, fun prizes along the way. But at the end of the day, the more pendings you turn in, the better holiday season you and your family are going to have, the better spring you guys are all going to have in first quarter. So we're excited to help you push for it. I'm going to talk to you in a couple of minutes about some things about this time of year that you can be capitalizing on. So just wanted to give you a little teaser, super excited to launch it. There's some really, really good content in it, you guys. You're going to want to take the time to read the emails that Erin sends out. Please, please, please take the time to do it. You will be able to take advantage of the initiative so much better and be so much more successful if you do. She spends a tremendous amount of time along with the rest of leadership in the hub getting this information together, and it is for your benefit. We promise you, if you follow it, if you commit to the initiative, you will do an amazing job. You will get value from it. You will get more production from it. And one of you is going to win $1,000 because of it as well. I wanted to give you guys a premature happy Halloween as well. And that's going to kind of push me into my next topic in a minute, which is what can you do in the next 48 hours to get more activity going from a lead generation perspective as you're celebrating the awesome holiday of Halloween. So I'm going to pause there in a minute and give that to you. But before I do that, I just have two things I, of course, always need to bring up to all of you. The first one is I want to welcome our new agents in the last week, those that have chosen to partner with her group across the country. We are super honored that you are partnering with us. We are excited to see all of your successes as you get involved here with her group and all of the great leverage and leads and leadership and training and coaching and lead generation initiatives that we're providing to you. We know that you will be able to take advantage of some amazing things, and we're excited to be able to have talent like you in our world as well. So welcome to our newest agents, Verna Dett in our North Suburban Venice Heights, Minnesota location, Kelly Wynn in our Triad, North Carolina location. So welcome to both of you. We're super excited to be in business with you. And again, looking forward to meeting you guys soon in person, but excited to see you starting to engage and with us in our private Facebook group as well as on email and so forth. So get out there and take advantage of everything that you can, and you're going to have an amazing rest of the fourth quarter and some great momentum going into the first quarter as well. I am certain of it. I also want to give a shout out to everybody who has a closing this week, because remember, every time you guys get to a closing, you guys are transforming lives through homeownership. This is what it's all about. Every single time you get to a successful closing, you have helped somebody successfully achieve a goal of homeownership or of selling their home or of investing in real estate. You are part of one of the top three most transformational events in their life. And we are proud of you for taking your role so seriously as a professional real estate consultant in your market. The reality is, you guys, you're also transforming your life every single time you get to go to a closing, and the lives of your family members, your loved ones, your friends, and the things that are most important to you that you may donate to, et cetera. So congratulations to you for transforming your own life through homeownership as well. So congratulations to Juliet in Miami for her closing this week. Jen in Maple Grove, Minnesota, congratulations. Also to Sharon in Miami, and to Chip in North Carolina, to John in our Venice Heights, Minnesota location, Betsy in Wisconsin, Heather in our Central Mass location, Christy in Maple Grove, Minnesota, Mary in North Carolina, Kim in our North Suburban, Minnesota location, and Jim in Wisconsin. So congratulations again to all of you on your closings this week. Excited for all of you and excited, of course, for your clients as well. All right, so let's move into what is it, you guys, that we can do in the next 48 hours. Well, I want you to know, I want you to think about trick-or-treating, right? One of the really cool things that you can do, and you're going to be seeing an email come from marketing as well on this, is you guys can actually reverse trick-or-treat. I don't know if you've done this as a realtor before, but it works, and it's a really cool idea. So being able to put something in the bags of all the kiddos that come to your door with some candy, a flyer, a little handout, a little mini postcard, your business card. And you know all the parents are looking in the bags of their kids because, of course, they're looking to make sure it's the candy that they can eat. There's nothing in there open, et cetera. What a great opportunity for you to communicate with all of your trick-or-treaters' parents, especially they're going to be living in your area. They've probably seen door knockers from you before. You've probably farmed their area. They've seen your signs, right? This is a way for you to put a call to action for people in a reverse trick-or-treating format. So you will have access to something that you can use to reverse trick-or-treat with. So watch that coming from our awesome marketing department. But also, what about door knocking and doing some of your own trick-or-treating prior to the actual trick-or-treaters coming out, right? Is there a message that you can actually go deliver prior to trick-or-treating, whether that's this afternoon or tonight or tomorrow during the day, prior to the big Halloween event? So there's going to be a couple of opportunities for you to take advantage of these things with some door knockers or with some little inserts to put in the bags while you give out candy. And I just encourage you to do it. I have had multiple people that I've coached in my career of coaching realtors that have gotten transactions, appointments, and so forth by doing this around Halloween and, you know, for the Halloween holiday itself. So just wanted to share that with you. But let's talk a little bit about our drunk monkey, because I think we all have a little bit of a drunk monkey going on. We start to see, okay, we're getting into Halloween in 48 hours. We're going to talk about being at November 1st. And then we're all going to start getting into holiday mode. And then it's going to be, of course, some time off for the kids around the Thanksgiving holiday and having people in town. And then we're going to, of course, move into the Christmas holiday. And everybody has holiday parties and things get so busy. And it's really easy for us to take our foot off the gas pedal and easy for us to just say, well, it's the slow season, so I can do it. We only say that so we can justify the time that we're taking off, just so you know. The reason why your market might be slower in the holiday season is because the realtors in your market are choosing not to work. Those realtors that are choosing to work around the holidays are actually going to be busier than they probably are some other times of the year, because you now have less competition. Less people are out there working. Less people are doing open houses. Less people are cold calling. Less people are door knocking. You can actually get in front of the motivated people this time of year when you actually choose to not slow down in your activities. I'm here to tell you, we've talked about this, 15-3-1, right? This is what we focus on, 15 minutes of role play script practice, 3 hours of lead gen with that one focus. If you did that on a daily basis, you'd have all the rest of your day to go and do the things that you need to do, Christmas shopping, preparing for the holidays, buying groceries, getting ready for Thanksgiving. And when you have those events that you are with family, what a phenomenal time to remind them that you're in real estate and start talking about the things that you can do and seeing if they have referrals for you. So there's no reason that you still can't do your lead generation around the holidays. There's no reason you still can't get out there and do an open house for an hour and a half or 2 hours. If you just time block for it, you guys, it's a minimal amount of time per day, and it allows you the rest of the time to actually go out and get the things done. It's just that most of us just say, oh, it's around the holidays, so I'm just not going to do it at all. Well, we don't all need 8 hours a day to get our things done. If we had a real job, quote unquote, right, in corporate America, we'd still have to work 8 to 5. We'd have to get our other stuff done in the evening. So don't let that be an excuse. Here's the deal. There are motivated buyers in the market right now that must buy for tax reasons or want to buy for tax reasons. If people are out looking at homes right now, they are motivated to buy. And during the holiday season, there are typically less homes on the market, which we are seeing in most markets. And so less supply means less competition. Less competition means more money in the buyer's pocket, right? So that's something to be articulating. And many people have time off during the holidays, you guys, so it increases their availability to see homes. So buyers that buy during the holiday season tend to be serious buyers, like I said, right? Also, buying is an emotional purchase, and emotions tend to run high during the holiday season. Strategically, having the opportunity to work off of a buyer's emotions is in your favor, right? In a positive way, because they tend to be more realistic, because they really want to act on a purchase and make things happen just due to either time crunch or the fact that they want to be in before the holidays, or they're just in a state of higher emotion. Remember, logic makes people think, emotion makes them act. That's important to know. So here's the deal. The holiday season reminds people of family. The home is the foundation of the family unit. More buyers become motivated to buy during the holidays than any other time of the year. I don't know if you knew that, but you all have hundreds, if not thousands, of buyers in your Boomtown system right now, and many of them are going to be more motivated to buy today than ever before. And we might pull back thinking it's the holidays and people aren't going to want to do it. We don't want to bother them, and we're missing out on major opportunities if we're doing that, if we're thinking that way. And interest rates, you guys, are still incredibly low, which allow buyers to afford more in the market, right? So when rates are low, buyers tend to present better offers. They can afford more. And so make sure that you're continually talking about that as well. So the reality is most people don't want to move during the holidays, right? So now is the time that we need to get them writing offers and being motivated to sell or buy so that they can actually be in before the holidays, right? here's the deal. Companies also in your local market typically bring in new talent in to start a new job at the beginning of the year. So these new people relocating to the area or new hires are looking at property now to be able to maybe move closer to work or if they're relocating. So you must be in the market to take advantage of these buyers, you guys. You need to be out there talking to people all the time to find these buyers. So many sellers, you guys, will want to wait to list until after the new year, which causes a lot of new inventory in January. So the longer you wait, the more competition you create for yourself. That's a great script for sellers. You can expect a flood of new inventory in the first quarter of 2018. As supply increases, the likelihood of getting an offer at an acceptable price decreases, or at least you have now such strong competition and you're fighting for the buyers that you will have to look at a more quote-unquote reasonable sales price, right? Selling now can give the sellers who are going to buy a new new home more buying power later. So by selling your home now, and then actually if you have a plan B, you could actually buy in January when the market becomes saturated with more listings as a non-contingent buyer. It gives that person way, way more negotiating power, more options. So talk to people about that. If they are staying a little bit on the fence because they don't see what they want coming on the market, look, there is always a plan B, staying with family, doing a month-to-month rental, or even some of those really nice hotels in most metropolitan areas now that are kind of like a condo and you can do a month-to-month. And there's so much opportunity for people. There's also the opportunity to sell the property now and ask to rent that home back and live in the home for an extra month or two, extend the closing date out longer. You know, there's so many different options for you to talk about. So think outside the box and be creative. There's actually something that came out, and I'm going to be sharing this with our marketing department. So we're going to look at potentially getting this into your Boomtown for another campaign like we did about the tips of listing in the fall. But here's the deal. The top 11 reasons that a seller should list during the holidays. Number 11, this is exactly what I just said. By selling now, you may have an opportunity to be a non-contingent buyer during the spring when there are more houses on the market for less money. This will allow you to sell high and buy low. You guys need to figure that script out. This is a huge, huge conversation to be having with people. It's strategic and people want to hear about it. Number 10, you can sell now for more money and we'll provide for a delayed closing or extended occupancy until early next year. Again, if they don't want to move during the holidays. Number 9, even though your house will be on the market, you still have the option to restrict showings during the 6 or 7 days around the holidays. So don't let them forget that, because sometimes they don't know that's an option and they get worried about having to do showings over the holidays. If they knew that they didn't have to, they might be more likely to actually list the property. And then number 8, January is traditionally the month for, what did I say, employees to begin new jobs. Since transferees cannot wait until spring to buy, you need to be on the market during the holidays to capture that market. Some of the top relocation purchases happen over the holidays, you guys. So be educating your sellers about this. Number 7, some people must buy before the end of the year for tax reasons. We talked about that. Number 6, buyers have more time to look for home during the holidays than they do during normal working weeks that are busier times of year. Number 5, buyers are more emotional during the holidays, so they are more likely to pay more for your house, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. Number 4, houses show better when they're decorated for the holidays. This is absolutely true. Lights outside, sometimes snow on the ground, depending upon what market you're in. Nice holiday decor inside. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Showing properties around the holidays, they showed way better. And I know people got more for their property because they had less competition. They showed better. Number 3, since the supply of listings will dramatically increase in January, again, there will be less demand for your particular home. Less demand means less money for you. So would you rather sell for more money today around the holidays, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, or wait until the spring and have more competition, potentially take a lot less for your property? Number 2, serious buyers have fewer houses to choose from during the holidays. Less competition means money for you. These are just different ways of saying it. And the number 1 reason why your seller should list during the holidays is, number 1, people who look for homes during the holidays are just plain and simple more serious buyers. Less looky-loos in your open houses, less looky-loos in your showings, more serious buyers, probably a faster sale, particularly if it's priced right. So a lot of that was a little bit redundant, and yet I wanted you to come from a perspective of you have to take these limiting beliefs out of your own mind in order to articulate it. This is stuff you should be talking to every prospective seller and buyer about, because it is a phenomenal time to, of course, buy, sell, and invest in real estate. So let's talk a little bit about some of the strategies, right? So we already talked about the Halloween strategy. What about showing your gratitude over the month of November? In the initiative that Aaron's going to be sending out, we are going to help you with this. The gratitude script, thanking people for their business, asking for referrals, just in plain being in gratitude, doing gifts, things of value throughout the month of November, giving of your time, doing things out there in your community, or just acts of kindness that can, of course, bring you opportunity and exposure for more business, but truly just help you to do what you should do this time of year. And what we all do for the right reasons is always going to come back to us, right? So there's just a lot of strategies that you can employ. But again, getting together with family members around the holidays is a number one way people will get business for the spring. But people will sometimes assume that their family members and their friends remember that they're a realtor and that they would automatically give them a referral. But here's the reality. If any of you have gone to Bold, you know this happens. The top most, the closest people to you, spouses, siblings, parents, grandparents, next door neighbors, best friends, these people know you're a realtor and you would assume that they would be giving you business. But in Bold, they have you take a challenge and they give you the exercise to go call the top three closest people to you and ask for a referral. And 9 out of 10 times, the people walk away with a referral and they are dumbfounded. How would they not have already gotten this referral from one of the closest people in their life? It's because that person has a lot of things going on in their own mind. They are not thinking about giving you a referral despite the fact that they know that you're a realtor. They just don't think about it. It is not top of mind. This is the perfect time to be talking to every single person about your opportunities, about how you can help, about your team growing, about being part of the number one of the top teams in the country and this amazing team across the country without borders. This is the perfect time of year to be having those conversations, the perfect time of year to pick up the phone and say thank you to all your past clients, the perfect time of year to offer a holiday gift and do pop-bys, drop by your past clients' homes and leave them a little basket with a holiday card. It's a great time to send personalized holiday cards to every past client, friend, family, sphere, referral partner. By the way, I would send my family holiday card, my family picture to all my past clients, all my sphere, all my current clients, my current buyers and sellers, my referral partners, my sphere of influence. Why did I do that? I wasn't just doing it just to my closest family and friends because I truly wanted to have that personal connection with everybody I'd ever done business with, I was working with, I ever wanted to do business with, and I got a tremendous amount of response from building a further rapport with people. I started to get personal cards from tons and tons of my past clients because, of course, I was sending to them. They were thinking me of more of a friend than a realtor, and, of course, that creates loyalty, and I received many, many referrals and repeat clients because of that. So these are all the different things that you can do. What about volunteering and getting to know people within a particular part of your community or within a charity, within your church organization? There's so much opportunity to get involved this time of year. When you get involved with something that you're passionate about, you guys, and then you find other people that are passionate about it and you build rapport with them, you are developing a much, much stronger and larger database of people that now could work with you, buy, sell, invest in real estate, refer people to you, et cetera. So use the holiday season to talk to people, to say happy holidays, to show your gratitude, to give gifts. Utilize this time to appreciate those in your world and to thank those that have done business with you, to go out there and find new people. By just doing that, you will uncover a tremendous amount of opportunity for yourself. We're going to give you a lot of tips on how to do that throughout the month of November, particularly around Thanksgiving and, of course, this month of gratitude. And then we will move it on into December for you around the holiday season as well. Please take advantage of it. Please make a note about what is it that you're going to do. Maybe you go on social media and every single day for the month of November, you put out something that you're grateful for. I don't know. Maybe you do something like that as a team, so each one of you just has to do it every so often. If there's 10 of you on the team, then you only have to do it 3 times in the month of November. Do something fun. Get your sphere involved. Come from a place of gratitude, of contribution, and of being in the holiday spirit. I promise you, you guys are going to absolutely have rewards come from that. Maybe you guys want to collect food shelf items at your office or in all of your open houses for the month of November. Maybe you want to do some kind of a fundraiser on your team to help a local family in need. These are all ideas. Go brainstorm with each other. Think about what's important to you, how you can implement it, how you can weave it into your business in the course of the next 2 months. We're excited to hear the success stories you're having. Please don't hold back. Please share them because we can all learn from each other and implement the best strategies together. Thanks so much for joining me, you guys. Looking forward to hearing all of your successes in the next 48 hours and launching November 1st in a huge, huge way to have one of the best months you've ever had. which is going to be life-changing for you and one of the best months HRG has ever had, so that we together continue to take territory and provide amazing opportunities for one another across the country. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time, next Monday, of course, as always, right back here on your Her Group Weekly Wake-Up Call Mondays at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. Talk to you soon.